And so let's take our Bibles just for the next few moments and go with me to Matthew chapter number 4. Matthew chapter number 4. And I just want to be a help this morning. Matthew chapter number 4. Going to read just a couple of verses. And in Matthew chapter number 4, I want you to look at verse number 18. Matthew chapter number 4, verse number 18. The Bible says, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them," Jesus talking to the disciples, says this to them. He says, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." In verse 20, the Bible says, "And they straightway left their nets and followed them." Look at verse 22. "And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him." Now, just a few moments ago, I've just gave a brief report on my purpose there on the Navajo Indian Reservation. That is what God has placed in my life. That's my will. That's what God wants me to do there on our Indian Reservation. That was something that God had called in my life, and He spoke to me and through the Word of God, and He instructed and called me and said, "I want you to preach to my people. Want you to start churches." And I realized through the Word of God that that was my will, God's will for me. That was my purpose here on life. And remember, I've grown up as a young boy and as a teenager. What is purpose of life? Why am I here? Why do I exist? What am I supposed to do? And as I was growing up, I would try to find my purpose in life. And many may be here today trying to find God's purpose for your life. But can I encourage by saying this is in verses chapter number 4, verse number 19, the Bible says, "And he saith unto them, follow me." Follow me. That's God's purpose for you, is to follow him. I want you to turn back one page here to Matthew chapter. We see in Matthew chapter number three. In chapter number three, or we see here, and he says, "In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness," and we see there was preaching, and then look in verse 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. Now our purpose is, of course, salvation. That's how it starts. Is beginning having a relationship with Jesus Christ. Not a head knowledge, but a heart knowledge of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ wants to come into your life, and he wants to direct you. He wants to help you. He wants to encourage you. He wants to give you wisdom. He wants to give you things that we can never gain, knowledge and wisdom. And we can't get those things by our own strength, but God wants to give those things to us. It starts with salvation. It starts with surrendering your life. It starts with giving your life to Jesus Christ. And look what happens. And then he says in verse 13, "He came unto Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized." There was baptism. It shows a picture of obedience. Now look what happens right after baptism, chapter number 4. Here comes the temptation of the devil. Now the devil begins to tempt Jesus there in the three things: the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eyes. As you notice, right after baptism, the devil always seems to be attacking. Amen. And that he doesn't want you to surrender. He doesn't want you to commit your life and give your life to him. And so he will distract you. But one thing I want to tell you this morning is we can go back to chapter number 4, is to follow him. There's salvation, baptism, then you will be tested of the devil, but God wants you to surrender your life to him. When you surrender your life to him, you automatically going to be following him. That's God's purpose for you, is to follow him. I want you to see what happened here. Look in verse 20. And they straightway left their nets. You see, it wasn't just one net. There was more than one net. Hey, there are some things that you are going to have to let go. It's not just one thing that you're going to have to let go, but there are several things that you're going to have to let go so that you can follow him. You see, Jesus knows within our own power that we can't accomplish anything without him. Therefore, he says, follow me and I'll help you. Let me show you my purpose for you. Let me show you what I have in store for you. Let me show you what I want you to be. Let me teach you, let me lead you in the way that you should go. The world may tell you, you do this and you do that and you act this way, you dress this way, and you talk this way, and you hang with these buddies here, and you have these jobs, you have all those things. The world is going to tell you those things, but listen, that's not my purpose for you. I'm not saying family is not important. I'm not saying your job is not important. I'm not saying your family nor your kids are important. But what I'm saying is God wants you to follow him. God wants you to follow him. See, Brother Nezza, I don't quite understand why God would use someone like me. Can I encourage you this by... Many people in our reservation, many people in our reservation are just, they're desperate. They're desperate to live a happy life. And they're trying to gain that by other means. They're filling their life with things are not good for them. Things that hurt them. God called me and said, I want you to go and teach them, love them, and lead them. That's my purpose for you. Therefore, because I follow Jesus, lives were changed. Many of young adults, older adults have gotten saved. Their lives have changed. Their direction have changed. Why? Because I chose to follow God. Now Jesus wants to use each and every one of you, and he has a purpose for each and one of you. There's something that God has in store for you. There's something that God wants you to do. I know life can get busy. There's school, there's work, there's families, there's birthday party celebrating 85th, years of birthday party, those kind of things. And, life gets busy. I understand that. But here's one thing. Here's what I asked you to do. Here's what I asked you to do. Is to stop. Just stop right where you are. And number two is examine yourself. Examine yourself. Am I doing what God wants me to do? Am I in the place where, am I where I'm supposed to be? Is this my purpose for me? Am I supposed to be here? Am I supposed to be there? What am I supposed to be doing here? One thing I ask to do is stop right where you are in your spiritual walk and examine yourself. Check your spiritual pulse. Am I in God's will? Am I doing what God wants me to do? Therefore, we stop. You examine yourself. Third, I ask you to do this. Just push that restart button. Push that refresh button. And let God speak to you today. God has a purpose for each and every one of you. There is a purpose for you. And He wants to use every individual. I can't tell you where you are in your spiritual life. Listen, I know without a shadow of a doubt, Pastor, that I'm where God wants me to be. I am where God wants me to be. Listen, I love it. I love it. I enjoy it. I wake up every morning and I open my Bible and I pray. I say, God, thank you, thank you, thank you for saving me. Thank you for putting me in this ministry. Thank you for putting me in Window Rock. Hey, thank you for putting me in Newcomb. Because I know that that is where you want me to be. That's where you want me to be. Hey, my conscience is clean. Hey, I'm doing everything that God wants me to do, and I am happy about that. I am excited about that. I enjoy it because I know that my Father in heaven is proud of me. Hey, listen, I might not be much, but I'm glad that I'm doing what He wants me to do. And He's blessing my family. He's blessing the ministry. He's blessing my life. Hey, listen, don't forfeit God's blessings in your life. Be where God wants you to be. How do I do that? Is through the Word of God. Through the Word of God. You know, this morning, or yesterday, we had a wonderful dinner there at that Mexican place. Man, it was amazing, and your pastor was gracious enough to allow me to borrow his vehicle, very very nice truck, and I almost went straight back to Arizona with it and things, and I knew it and things, and I can see him. I saw him this morning. Where's he at? Where's he at? I bet you he went back to Arizona. That sorry guy and things. And so on the way back, and I'm not familiar with this area. I don't know this area very well. And so I got on my phone and I punched in Best Western Plus, and it pointed to where I needed to go. So I pushed go on the GPS app there, and the voice says, go this way. So I'm going this way, turn right, so I'm going this way here, goes this way, I'm going here, and it goes all the way back here, let me squeeze right here, guys, fellas, turn right here, and I'm going this way, and it says turn left here, oh, you made a wrong turn, go back the other way, and I'm going this way, go here for 12 miles, and I'm going every which way. I'm keep looking at it. Am I going the right way? Turn left here. I'm going here. And then finally, you've reached your destination. You see, God has given you instruction. He's given you instruction. He said, this is where I want you to be. All you got to do is push go. Stop. Examine where am I at. Where am I at right now? Give direction. God gives you directions. You go and you do exactly what God tells you to go. and you follow his direction. The Bible says the disciples followed him. They forsook their nets. They say, you know what? I love God. I love God more than, listen, I love God more than I love my wife. You know that? My wife loves God more than she loves me. You know that? I love God more than I love my kids. It's biblical. There's times I got to forsake things in my life because I want to please my Father. Listen, you want to do some wonderful things in this ministry. You want God to bless your ministry. You're going to have to follow him. And it's not going to be easy. There's going to be times that, God, you sure you want me to do this? That's why it's called faith. There's time when you've got, God, are you really... Is this really what you want me to do? Is this where you want me to go? God says, yes, that's what I want you to do. You got to follow his instruction so God can put you in the place where you belong. That's your purpose, is to follow him. Listen, all of us, God gives different directions. He gives us different directions, different destinations. But all God wants you to do is to follow him. That's it. To follow him. Just read his instructions. Read his directions. And follow him. Pretty, pretty simple. Pretty basic. And when you do, hey, God will bless your life. God will help you. But it starts with salvation. And I pray, maybe there's someone here that does not know Jesus in your life. Maybe you've never given your life to God in your life, and you're trying to find purpose in your life. You're trying to find answers in your life. You're filling your life with different things that only hurt you, that confuse you. And you're trying to fill your life with things that are not good for you. You know how we can solve that is by giving your life to Jesus. May not make sense to you now, but listen, that's God's purpose for you. That's God's will for you. That's where it starts. That's the beginning point. That's the starting point. And let God show you his purpose for you. And I tell you this, our purpose today is to open our eyes. Today as you go home, I want you to think about this. I want you to pray and say, God, will you help me to see as you see? And I was telling your pastor, these are my second pair of glasses. And I have a bad habit of losing things. Obviously, I lost my jacket and praise the Lord, I don't lose salvation. Amen. And I'm saved by the blood. Praise the Lord for that. But I always misplace these things. I left it in his truck the other day. He goes, hey, preacher, you left your glasses here. We're leaving. And we were doing some things yesterday. I left my glasses at his place. And I'm supposed to be wearing these all the time, but I don't. And like right now, I just see some blurry faces. And I'm afraid to put these on because I get scared and things like that. So, especially this front row right here. All right, so. And I put these on like right now, it's a little blurry. A little blurry, but I put them on. I can see clear now. I can see clearly. You see, today, I ask you to do this. Put on your spiritual glasses. So that you can see God's purpose for your life, and that you can see as God sees them, and to love as God loves. Listen, I want to be a help to you today. This is just a little encouragement this morning. But I really do pray, especially tonight, invite someone to come tonight. Amen. Because I believe that God wants to speak to your heart. I'm here not on accident. God placed me here for a purpose. And I ask that you pray today to open your hearts, be teachable, let's focus, and let's allow God to work in your heart. Today, let's find that purpose in your life. Let's see things as God sees them. So let's stop, let's examine, and let's refresh. I know Sunday mornings we're coming, we're a little bit tired, long week, long weekend. The flesh wants to get the best of you, you're sleepy, you're tired. Hey, listen, I understand. But let's focus today. Let's open our hearts today and ask God, show me some things. Show me my purpose. And I'll end with this. Does it make sense? I was telling this to a person the other day. I was witnessing to a person in the hospital. I said, "What? That doesn't make sense. If God saves us, he gives us salvation, then it doesn't make sense if we don't exercise, if we don't use it. Makes no sense. You buy a house, and what's the purpose if you don't live in it? Pastor's truck, what's the purpose? I mean, he should just give it to me. Amen? And what's the purpose? If you buy a truck, you have a vehicle, but you don't drive it. What's the purpose of that? Right. It's there, but you don't use it. There is a purpose. There is a reason why you have it, but we don't use it. Money in your account, it sits there. I'm all for saving. I'm all for investing. But what's the purpose if you don't use it? What's the purpose if you don't use things that you have? Listen, salvation, you have it. It don't make sense if you don't exercise it. It don't make sense if we don't use it. It doesn't make sense that God just saved you. Okay, you're saved now. Go ahead, you can do your own thing. No, it doesn't work that way. There's more. There's more. Let's pray. Father, Lord, just simplicity this morning. Just simple. Lord, just preparing the hearts for the next hour, preparing the hearts for tonight. Lord, I know Sunday school, I know we're tired, I know we got things to do. But Father, I pray that we would stop and that we would examine our heart, examine our relationship. And that today, Father, we would just push that restart button, that refresh button. And Lord, that we walked out of this place changed. And Father, I thank you for putting me in the ministry. I thank you for putting me on the reservation. Lord, I thank you for making me a Native American. There's a purpose for that. Father, thank you for this church. Thank you for the faithfulness of your people. Lord, thank you for the teens. Oh, Lord, I bless my heart to see these kids sing this morning. But then to come, Lord, what a blessing that is. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that today we would follow you. We would follow you. That we forsake some things, leave it there, and follow you and find our purpose. Father, we thank you again for what we've heard and just a brief encouragement to your people. And Lord, I pray again we be ready for the next hour. We be ready for tonight. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.